Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today, talking wheat pasture and more with Dr. Daryl Peel. Back with Daryl in just a moment.
It used to be okay to smoke in teachers' lounges. It used to be okay in maternity wards. It was okay in sporting arenas, college campuses, and office spaces. But now that we understand the deadly dangers of secondhand smoke, that's not okay anymore. So why is it okay that more than 30,000 Oklahomans are exposed to secondhand smoke at work every day? Bottom line, it's not okay. Let's protect hardworking Oklahomans. Join the fight at stopswithme.com.
Stillwater Milling Company has served customers since 1891, and you're invited to be part of the culture. Stillwater Milling Company thinks they have the best customers in the world. If you haven't experienced the quality of A&M feeds and our top caliber service, it's time you did. Make the best choice. Call Stillwater Milling Company today at 1-800-364-6804 for the branch or dealer location nearest you. Stillwater Milling Company and A&M Feeds, the best choice for livestock feed.
There's disappointment in the voices of producers that you talk with across the Southern Great Plains when it comes to wheat pasture here in the fall of 2019. Planting wheat early and then hoping to get it up to stand is the plan. It didn't work quite as well as they were hoping here in the last couple of months. And as a result, there's not too many cattle out on wheat pasture as of yet. And that's exactly what Dr. Daryl Peel, Extension Livestock Market Economist, has noticed as well.
Well, I think from the standpoint of you know, physically, do we have wheat? There's a lot of wheat out there. Most of it's up. Wheat pasture's been slower to develop than it looked like it was going to in September. It got drier in some places. There's a few cattle out. I think there's going to be more cattle out as time goes on. But it has, frankly, been slower. I thought we were going to have a little earlier potential this year than we've had. If you look at, we talked about that, rally we've had, in the cash and in the futures markets, and honestly, my stocker budgets have gotten more attractive over the last 7 or 8 weeks. If you look at that run, and so I think there's actually some decent stocker margins for these winter cattle. I think there's still going to be interest in putting some cattle out once we get the wheat ready for it.
The one bit of unease I heard from some of your comments today had to be some uncertainty or unknowns out there on the international markets we obviously were off a little bit this year. The hope is that 2020 will be rebounding, but I guess that's to be remain to be seen.
Well, I think it does. A lot of it, or a fair amount of it at least, is tied back to all these trade issues that we're caught up in right now. Mm-hmm. And so we really need to get some of those resolved, be it, Japan and the TPP position that we have relative to TPP, getting USMCA finalized, getting some sort of an agreement in China. All of those things would help us remove, first of all, a bunch of uncertainty, which does drag down markets. And I think that's been a factor in the U.S. macroeconomy as well as in the global economy. So, we have seen a little bit of negative impacts in 2019. There's decent potential that we could at least, be flat to a little bit better in terms of beef exports in 2020.
We don't know what's under the hood of phase one with this deal with China, but we keep hearing that phytosanitary standards, including with beef, may well be addressed, and that obviously would be a real major advantage for the U.S. if we could get that done.
It would. We have access, technically to the Chinese market right now, but it's very specific access, very limited access in terms of the way our normal production systems, very similar to what we have with Europe under the NHTC program. So yes, it would make it easier for us to develop that market if we also had a little broader based phytosanitary regulations in place.
Oklahoma State University Extension Livestock Market Economist, Dr. Daryl Peel. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
The 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show will be deep in the heart of Texas, San Antonio. It's the cattle industry's biggest convention with education, networking, and fun. Plus, you can check out the huge NCBA Trade Show, outstanding entertainment, and much more. So make your plans and be there for the 2020 Cattle Industry Convention and NCBA Trade Show, February 5th through the 7th. Details at ncba.org.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.